at its sessions. We welcome the methods of work and rules of procedures of your committee, which have a victim-orientated approach in both the examination of state reports and in the dealing with the variety of communications received, in particular, the urgent appeals. In a few years' time, your committee has achieved a lot. During the session, besides the examination of the reports of two states, you have also started a new procedure with the follow-up dialogue with Mexico on its implementation of the provisions of the ICED. And here again, it was done in close cooperation with relatives and civil society organizations. At the same time, we would like to express serious concerns regarding the framework and the conditions of your work as independent experts. About 30 state parties have not yet submitted their report. More than 500 urgent appeals have still yet to be dealt with, whilst the additional resources are still lacking. And despite the appeal launched on the 17th of February 2017 by the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Mr. Zayed Riad Al Hussein, to double the number of ratifications of the Convention within the coming 5 years, the number of ratifications of the Convention is still not growing as expected. The new High Commissioner should launch a campaign for ratifications together with the Friends of the Convention. In the treaty bodies reform process, the Secretary General and the High Commissioner should remind states of their commitment, as states failed to implement the original consensus regarding the increasing of resources for the Secretariat. In view of the scarcity of resources, your committee rightly prioritises certain countries for follow-up reports, considering the gravity of the situations there. It is also time to start examining the situation of states' party in the absence of their report, as could be done for Brazil, Nigeria and Mali. All states' parties should be reminded that requests for follow-up reports, information on urgent appeals and country visits constitute a legal obligation, contrary to what is the case with the UN special procedures. We are also worried that certain proposals made in the current reform process of the treaty bodies do not take into account the fact that the ICED is an innovative treaty. We would call it a treaty of the 21st century, with a diversity of mechanisms requiring quick action. In other words, to secure the work of the committee, the proposal for a master calendar should include elements of flexibility. Harmonisation of working methods should be limited to the first state report and not to the follow-up reports, as the ICED does not provide for periodic reports. And the victim's approach should be protected and not integrated automatically in a common system for petitions. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much for this statement, with concrete and particularly pointing out all elements of our work in this committee, and for your support and kind words.